I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way. Our categories today, the Seattle Seahawks and the most reliable used cars. But first, time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Jump right into birthdays, guys. Ola, my niece, was just born this morning, so it is her actual birthday.
Huh.
Can she get a little kid face sandwich and a few Miles dad jokes to start her off right? Thanks, guys. That from Christopher.
Fish sandwich.
Born this day. I gotta be appropriate then. Guys, I haven't spoken to my wife in 18 months.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Don't like to interrupt her. Why can't you tell when a psychiatrist is in the bathroom? Why can't you tell when a psychiatrist is in the bathroom?
I don't know.
The pee is silent. What's the difference between a zebra and a prostitute? The difference between a zebra and a prostitute.
What?
What?
You know?
Don't know.
And that's why you've been banned from the zoo.
I was wondering where that one was going. I was like, all right, I'm game.
Guys, I'm over here deployed in a cutter, and the time change has messed me up a little. I want to wish my baby girl Reagan, pronounced like the former president, a very happy 8th birthday. Was wondering if she could get a little kid face sandwich, some green beans, and Miles with some dad jokes about unicorns. I love you, Teeny. That from Dad Logan and Tyler.
Fish sandwich.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Jump.
Green bean.
What did the unicorn say when it fell down?
What did the unicorn say when it fell down?
I've fallen, and I can't get up. What do you call a unicorn who got a flu shot? A unicorn who got a flu shot.
I don't know. What do you call a unicorn that got a flu shot?
An immunicorn. What did the dragon serve at his barbecue? What did the dragon? The dragon serve at his barbecue?
Unicorn on the cob?
Unicorn on the cob.
Good work, Mike.
And finally, what game should you never, ever play with a unicorn?
Jousting?
Leapfrog.
Oh.
More birthdays. Ola from Olympia, I would like to give a big birthday shout out to Jason, my good friend who introduced me to your guys' show about 10 years ago. After work each day, I would go to his apartment. We'd throw on the daily podcast, crack a couple of Rainier Tall Boys, and play video games to decompress from the stress of the day. I particularly love when you guys would replay The Guy Who Didn't Know Thrill Was Black. Absolute classic.
Donovan.
So can I buy you a fish sandwich, then your penis is too small, followed by, so you don't want a fish sandwich. Love ya, Jay and the Rock on, Rock on, bitches. That from Jay.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Or love you, Jay. Yes, it's his birthday.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich? So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Damn, Jason was born on 9-9-1990.
9-9-9-9-9-9-9.
Which means he turned 9 years old on 9-9-1999.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Golly. Hello, gentlemen. Today I'm turning 67. I've got 3 more years till 70. The older one gets, the faster time goes by. I treated myself to oysters on the half shell yesterday. Man, what a rush. Could I please get an Obama drop the beat and a bong hit? Thank you guys for giving me a good time every afternoon. And then I go home and have a Men's Room IPA.
Nice.
Keep on rocking. Love you guys. That from the Jackster.
Drop the beat.
on, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Bitchy. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Bob. Let's get a contest on the line for your guess is as good as mine now at 206-803-ROCK. First, some updated locations on the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Thank you for help spreading the word. Hopefully you've got a chance to enjoy one of our new beers in the bright yellow can. Understand it's out there, I believe, in two or three different sizes right now, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
There are single cans available at some grocery stores. There are obviously single cans available at some sporting event locations. Lumen, for sure, has it. T-Mobile. Hopefully a couple more locations that we can announce to you in the next few coming weeks. But if you do find the beer, do us a favor and just take a picture and send it to the men's room at KISW.com. And we will spread the word and update the list, which is a little bit incomplete, but it's what we've got so far at KISW.com if you want to see where the beer is close to you. Guys, this past weekend, while we were in our cabin in Brennan on Hood Canal, we found the Men's Room IPA at the Cove RV Park and Country Store.
All right.
Guys, have a great day. That from Nikki. Guys, the Boxcar in Magnolia has it on tap. That's a classic old school.
I know the Boxcar, yeah, man.
I think we all do pretty well.
Sit out on the deck. Great night for Monday Night Football. They've got chicken wings. They have great chicken wings, the Boxcar, man.
I don't know that I've ever eaten there.
It's a Boxcar? Yeah. I've gotten wings there, yeah.
Wings are strong.
And I've done trivia. I've drank plenty there.
Also, if you're headed down to Fremont tonight, Petoskey's in Fremont, not only do they have the Men's Room IP on draft, they have the Men's Room beer brought from Uli's Famous Sausage.
Nice!
So they got two different styles. They got traditional with grilled onions, kraut, deli spice, brown mustard on a soft French roll, or the Seattle style. Obviously, the cream cheese, the grilled onions, and if you want, Mama's little hot cherry peppers on top. So both of those locations.
Also, like, Miles, you agree with me. Like, Petoskey is just a fun bar. Like, Midwestern vibes, good menu.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was telling somebody post-tailgate, there were some Eastern Michigan fans. They were like, where should we go? And we were like, Petoskey's.
Also available at Bob's Market and Deli at Cosmic Bottles, PC Deli Mart, the C Street Mini Mart and Food, ABC Grocery, Grandview Grocery, Dwayne's Liquor Market,
Dwayne,
the I-5 Fuel Stop, Safeway on Capitol Hill, Valley Food Mart, South Bay Grocery and Deli, Safeway in Bel Air and Puyallup, the Four Corners Food Mart. Also available at Grocery Outlet number 452 in Port Angeles, the Safeway in Enumclaw and Maple Valley, the Camano Island Chevron, Safeway in West Olympia, Total Wine and Federal Way, Grocery Outlet in Enumclaw. Also at the Huntington's Corner Grocer, Safeway in Lakewood, Total Wine in Puyallup, Safeway in Bonnie Lake, the Gravely Lake 76 Station, Safeway in Steilacoom, the Stanwood Hagen, Sultan Liquor Store, Chevron and Sultan, Olympic View Deli, Ascend Chevron, Shelton Smoking Beer, Total Wine in Linwood, Town Market, and the Third Little Pig. Some locations where you can buy
the first two. No. At least that third
one. Yeah, they won't sell
it.
Our stuff, but the third pig, he'll sell it.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, let's see here. Time for a little Your Guess is as Good as Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. From there, you pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess is as Good as Mine?
I have no idea, but I bet you Ted knows.
James,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
James, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We'll let you pick from one of two categories from there. Get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Your categories: the 10 most reliable used car brands. Consumer Reports out with its first ever ranking of used cars. They've never done this before.
Ruin.
The assessment look at vehicles 5 to 10 years old and factored in problems large and small to come up with an overall reliability score. The top 10 out of the 26 and their scores are located below. They say the best used vehicle under $10,000 is a 2017 Chevrolet Cruze.
Okay, yeah.
Chevrolet Cruze. Best used vehicle under $15,000 is the 2019 Hyundai Elantra. But we have the 10 most reliable used car brands, not necessarily the models, just the brands themselves.
Okay.
All right. Then, James, we have the top 10 greatest Seahawks of all time. The Seahawks have boasted plenty of star power on offense, defense, special teams. They ask, what players stand out as the best in the best of franchise history? To take part in the festivities, they used each member of the Seahawks Maven writing staff to assemble their own individual rankings for their top 10 players. All right, James, you want to go the top 10 Seahawks of all time or the top 10 most reliable used car brands?
Let's go car brands.
Car brands it is. What's wrong, Ted?
I was looking forward to doing this list with Mike. On the air. I was pumped.
About their used car brands?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Mike and I are all juiced up about used cars after yesterday.
Yeah,
man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stop in one.
All right, James.
Thanks, James.
You know the game is played, James.
I bet he is probably a little like the real James Thrill.
Do you want to change your answer, James, so you don't piss off Ted?
No, it's fine.
I'm going to piss off Ted. I'm a Bronco fan, so I'm a little bitter about yesterday.
Oh. Hey, look, it's not your fault. Bo Nix just refuses to play well in Washington.
Was he a commander before that?
No, he was a duck.
He was a duck.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. He's a rookie quarterback. He'll be all right.
All right. Okay. Actually, I think he will be better.
I think he's
it's just
to
funny
just
the guy could not win in this state.
Oh, I agree. He hates playing here.
Yeah. Okay. So, the 10 most reliable used car brands. James, you know how the game is played. Try to get as many right in the same category before three strikes and you're out. What's your first pick?
Let's go Honda.
Honda, number five. They gave them an overall total score of 55. That's based on all their models. So they say if you want to buy a used car, either way, you're not going to go bad if you pick up a Honda. Okay, one for one.
All right, how about Toyota?
Toyota's number two.
Number two?
Overall score of 72. They do very well in the used car market. Almost everyone they say is a reliable vehicle. They don't have any that are
there's a billion of them on the road.
Yep.
Yeah, try finding your Camry.
Yeah, no kidding.
Camrys are affordable, too.
Yeah,
they're amazingly affordable.
There's a lot of them.
All right, James, two for two. You got Toyota and Honda.
I don't know how reliable they are, but let's go Ford.
Ford. Not in the top 10.
Yeah, I figured.
Not on reliability.
You just had to say it, James, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm with you, James. Yeah. We're like, come on. American Auto, get one of you be in
you
here.
You think it's all the cheap ones like Kia and Hyundai. You know, they're not breaking the bank to begin with.
Keep in mind, this is a 5 to 10-year-old car. Not that they haven't been reliable cars for longer than that. I'm
yeah, but Kia definitely stepped up its game in the last 5 years.
As did Hyundai.
Did they?
Well, yeah. I mean, 10 years. I mean, they've been, okay. both those companies have been great cars.
I would take
for a
Hyundai
years.
Or Kia. Honestly, Kia's probably.
All right, let's go Kia. Let's go with that.
Let's go Kia.
Oh, I'm going to shut up, James.
I think Ted's just mad at me. I didn't pick football.
Yeah, he was sabotaging the list.
Yeah.
I did the category because of Seahawks football yesterday. I figured someone would take it. Then again, I did the top 10 Metallica songs of all times. No one took that category. Mm-hmm. Anytime I try to do a timely category, no one takes it.
Nobody likes your timeliness.
I do all that work, you know, and then nothing. All right, James, two strikes. You have two correct.
All right, let's go Subaru.
Subaru! Number eight on the list.
That makes sense. I know a lot of Subaru drivers. I don't know anybody that bought it new.
I don't know because they're on the road for so long, it's hard to tell.
What number was Subaru on?
Subaru was number eight, 46 overall score on their used cars and reliability.
I mean, maybe Mercedes, BMW go along those lines. I don't know.
Because people buy, yeah. I would say, yeah, BMW. It seems to be a lot of used BMWs.
Yeah, let's do BMW.
BMW's number seven. An overall score of 46 as well. So far, James, you're correct on Subaru at eight. BMW at seven. Five is Honda, and Toyota is number two.
I feel like we can consider Volkswagen, maybe Audi. I feel like they stepped up their game, too.
Volkswagen, definitely. I see a lot of those.
Nah. Oh, I'm a Seahawks fan, too.
Atta boy, Mike.
That's your third strike, James. Sorry, but you did get 4 out of 10 on the 10 most reliable used car brands. Guys, you want to try to fill in the blanks here?
Lexus.
Lexus is number one.
Oh.
Yeah, 75 over score. You figure if Toyota is number two, some of these brands like Honda, Ted, might have a higher line of cars.
Like Acura?
Are very reliable.
Oh, Jesus. I drive an 06 Acura. Let's go Acura.
Let's do that at number four.
She still runs good.
See? That's why it's a reliable used car brand.
How about Hyundai?
Hyundai not on the list.
Damn it. I like a Hyundai.
I do too.
Lexus is also one of the only brands I know that they really hammer down, like, what, certified?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, buy our car used.
Yeah.
Yep. I sure I can't believe this would be on the list, just my personal opinion, but on the text line, they're saying Nissan.
Nissan is number 9.
Yeah, really?
45 overall score.
I mean, I just feel like we got to get something American in there, so I'll go Chevy.
Come on.
There is a Chevrolet brand
Cadillac
on the list. It is not Cadillac. It is the biggest selling Dodge car in China.
Oh,
it is the
China.
It is the biggest China selling American car in
wouldn't,
China. It
wouldn't be GMC, I don't think.
This is just number one American car in
right
China.
In China.
China. It's not a Leon Musk car.
So it's right. It's not a right. It's not a Cadillac. It's not a Chevy. So then, what else could it be? A right. GMC.
There's another one.
Dodge.
Is it a Lincoln?
It's a luxury.
No, Ford's
that's Ford,
Lincoln.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's a medium level luxury car made by Chevrolet.
Dang it!
I don't know, man.
Mike, you do car options.
I know. I should know this.
Like, what else is in their brand?
Right. There's one that we're not touching here. Mercury
Genesis?
No. Genesis is the upper Hyundai, correct? But it's not in there.
Like, is it just, is it technically Mustang? No, never
this
mind.
This car's been around since the beginning of time.
And it's not Chevy.
It's a Chevrolet-made automobile.
Right.
It's not Chevrolet as far as, like, Malibu.
Oh,
the brand.
I'm alive. Uh-huh. Doggone it.
Number one selling American automobile in
Geo.
China.
I don't know Chevy brands.
Yeah, I got nothing in your mouth.
Number six is Buick.
Buick. That's the one I keep.
Buick's a Chevy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I, of course, knew that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was right there on the same level. I can never remember the name Buick.
You have two remaining, one Japanese automobile manufacturer and one German car.
Let's go with Audi, then.
Audi's not on the list.
Damn.
Mercedes.
Mercedes is number 10.
All right.
And you got one more. This one is a Japanese automobile.
Japanese. So you got Toyota, you got Lexus, so it's going to be right down with
Mitsubishi.
You.
Mazda.
Mazda is correct.
Mazda.
Really?
There that's it is.
Yep, Mazda. So,
Mazda's a different one. I don't feel like you see a ton of them anymore.
I guess the resale is fine, but you're right. Percentage-wise, of all the cars we just named, I think I see the fewest of those on the road.
Their medium-sized SUV gets a lot of a lot of sales.
Yeah, that CX-9.
Yeah. And doesn't Mazda, don't they also have like some cars that are start off fast, but you could really soup them up?
The RX-7 equivalent is now is probably one of those. So your top 10 most reliable used car brands, number 10, Mercedes-Benz, followed by Nissan and 9, Subaru at 8, 7 is BMW, Buick is 6, Honda 5, Acura 4, Mazda 3, Toyota number 2, and with an overall score of 75, Lexus, they say, is the most reliable used car brand.
And the most reliable exotic dancer at my club.
Miles, we could have used a Tiger Woods hint on the Buick dude.
Yeah, no kidding. But what else do you do to say Buick?
He's sponsored by Genesis now. So I kind of
I know, but like when I think Tiger Woods, I don't know. Just telling us it's the number one car in China does nothing for me.
I think Tiger Woods, I think don't drive.
Well,
don't drive.
Right. If you're not on a T-box, don't drive.
You're wealthy. You can get someone to take you someplace, please. All right, Cody, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, count of minutes. We'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. The New York Post has a piece from an anatomy expert on what really happens when you break your penis.
Yeah, I saw that. And I didn't bother to read it. I'm like, I don't actually want to know.
Kind of the same here. That's why it's something I'm not working on. I just believe you. If you, as the doctor, tell me I have broken my penis, then I believe you.
Here's my thing. The only person I know, not personally, but talks about breaking their penis is Dennis Rodman.
Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've seen his penis, so I'm not too worried about mine.
It's okay.
I feel like there's got to be a certain length that makes it more breakable.
I think he has more to break.
Yeah.
But,
Well, I think it's...
You know what I mean? It's like, wait, Mike, like looking at a guy with long legs, and it's like legs snap. I got short, stubby legs.
I got nothing to worry about. It looks like traditional apps for social interaction are being replaced by more hobby apps.
That makes sense, because you're destined to meet people that have a similar interest.
Exactly.
Right?
The one that they had mentioned there I hadn't heard of, but it's like a hiking and a running app that, you know, where
I wouldn't be there.
People that hike or they run, they can put up, you know, their progress where they did it, put photos of themselves doing it if they're doing an official run. Another one that was put up there was Goodreads, which is one that I do, which is basically you can document the books that you're reading and show people the progress that you're making on what books, show your reviews and whatnot. So that's kind of, you know, because they were talking about how social media and Tinder and all these other deals, it's kind of, you're just peppering everything, trying to see like, all right, can I find somebody here? But now it's kind of the more hobby apps that are taking over there, which gets you around people with similar interests, and then you guys can actually have something to talk about out of the gate, as opposed to just, hey, I noticed you're single. You're also 46, so you want to maybe shack it up, see if we can do this.
I mean, make no mistake, I'd still want to get laid, but I like that we have this thing in common.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, but in defense of the dating apps, I mean, that's how traditional dating is done,
right?
Absolutely. And that's why, like, some people are like, you know, especially in your 20s and 30s, like, I hate going to the bars to meet people. It's like, right, but back in the day, you wanted to meet other single people, you had to go to those kind of places and go out so you could meet other singles.
Right. 100%.
Well, I'm trying to think of a activity app I'd like. I don't know.
Probably like a tailgating app or something.
Yeah, tailgaters. I could do that. I'd rate tailgates.
There's got to be one out there, man.
Oh, for sure.
There's got to be one for you.
Also depends on whose tailgate you go to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would name check people.
As far as the food.
Yeah.
Stuff that they get.
Rick sucks, man.
Yeah, stop by Rick and Sarah's. It was god awful. 1 star. Rick's not even friendly.
All he had was N.A. beers, Rolling Rock.
Yeah.
Right? That just made me angry hearing
that. The choices in the meat were either raw or burnt to a crisp.
The only snack that he has was a small box of Triscuits.
I will say, tailgating is one of the original kind of gifting, sharing cultures I've ever been to.
Okay, that's a fair call.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Sometimes people have extra food, and they're just like, do you guys want some? Like, sure. And it's like, you got beers? We got beers. Do you want some of this whiskey? All right, we'll trade you.
I like it.
Yeah, one of the original barters.
Yeah.
South Korea, the country with the lowest birth rate, has seen skyrocketing sales of dog strollers.
Oh. Well, apparently everybody's having dogs like babies.
That's pretty much what it is, yeah.
Are dog strollers baby strollers that you put a dog in?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be actual dog strollers, but the people I've seen, particularly in this city more than most, it's a baby stroller. Can't help but look in. You know, I'm a parent. I'm like, that is a dog.
Exactly.
You misunderstand why they say take your dog out for a walk.
Thrill, what day is it?
Today is Monday, Mike.
You're absolutely right. It's National Teddy Bear Day, and I know that you guys all gathered it on your calendars, and you know what? I decided, let's celebrate the teddy bear today.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 interesting facts about teddy bears. The first time a child came in contact with a teddy bear was in the 1800s. As the family was traversing the Great Plains in their Conestoga wagon, one of their 12, now 11, children befriended a baby bear cub. They hugged and played, and the small child wanted to take the baby bear with them. That's when Mama Bear showed up and shredded little Timmins. As an everlasting tribute to her mauled child, the first stuffed teddy bear was born. And the children did sleep soundly ever after.
That's an uplifting story.
Yes, it was. So here's some interesting facts about the teddy bear. The first company to commercially produce the teddy bear was a British company back in 1902.
Really?
The first one to actually commercially produce the teddy bear.
See, we were talking about this earlier. That's something I would not have invested in, thinking it's a terrible idea, and been incredibly wrong.
Well, also, is there any... Like, this is the brand of teddy bear. You know, there's the Build-A-Bear workshops of the world.
I think that's it.
And there's, right?
I mean, as far as what we know to this day, I mean, maybe back in the day.
Sure.
I was always told it was something that had to do with Teddy Roosevelt, but that's probably a bunch of crap.
That's what I heard.
And honestly, on these facts, it's not on there.
Yeah. Well, I think just call it used to just be a stuffed bear, if I remember this correctly. And then because of Teddy Roosevelt, they changed it to
because
Teddy
he refused
bear.
To shoot a bear cub.
Is that what it was?
No, I don't know, something like that.
He struck me as the type that would absolutely take a shot at a bear cub.
Yeah, that was one of him and John Muir's like big sticking points. So they both loved the outdoors, but Roosevelt really liked to hunt. And Muir was always like, can't you just enjoy the outdoors without hunting something?
Can you not shoot something, man?
Right? We can just go on a hike.
Teddies are the world's favorite toy, leading in children worldwide, and they create over 6 billion stuffed animals yearly.
Good God.
I know. And like I said, nobody has trademarked the teddy bear.
You know,
because you know what?
Maybe
you know what I'm saying? If there's like, if I say, find me a doll, what's the first company that you're going to go to?
Barbie.
Exactly. It's Barbie. She is the quintessential doll. Okay. Who's the quintessential teddy bear? The Care Bears? You know? Somebody.
There's a bunch of versions. I'm not sure you can. You're right, though. Just can't be like, this is doll or teddy bear.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I'll tell you which one sucked, Teddy Ruxpin.
Ruxpin?
You thought he sucked?
You know how much I had to hear that as a child?
Okay. It depends on how you do it, right? We found out it was just a cassette tape. And my buddy's little brother had a Teddy Ruxpin. Well, at that time, we were listening to Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast.
Nice.
And we'd switch it out and put that in. And the thing is, it's just sound activated. So even though the voice of Bruce Dickinson screaming 666, Teddy Ruxpin is still blinking and moving his mouth.
God.
It was kind of awesome. It really was.
I just heard that song and that commercial all the time. I hated it. I hated that bear.
Yeah.
I remember one of my aunts or uncles got me one. I told him, I was like, I don't want him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well,
right.
I mean, it was a lot of that stuff, Mike.
Sure. Just constant sounds.
Right. Or just people just like, hey, Rupskin, what are you going to do now? Like, man, my last name's Smith. But I'm also a kid. So it's like, my last name's Smith.
Yeah.
Sounded
okay.
Like a damn teddy bear.
There you go. In 1944, President Franklin D. Roosevelt created the National Foundation for the Preservation of Fur-Bearing Animals. And it's now known as the Humane Society to help preserve bear populations worldwide. In 1978, Congress passed legislation designating December 26th as Recordable Teddy Bear Day in honor of this influential animal advocate.
They seem to be populating pretty well these days. Seems like I always get a story in the news about somebody with a bear encounter.
Yeah, they're doing all right for themselves. Some more fun teddy bear facts. In Europe, Russia, and China, giving a bear without mentioning its name first is considered bad luck. This is why many Russian teddies have names such as Vladimir or Natasha inscribed on him.
Vladimir
Bear.
This is your Vladimir Bear.
Why is he so mad?
He will push you out the window.
He comes with vodka.
He just has a big old friggin' bottle on him.
What do you feed your little teddy bear?
Vodka.
Vodka.
Grey Goose.
Right. In 2013, it was reported that the average American spends about $220 on teddy bears each year.
Really?
The average American?
That's what I thought when I read it, too. Like, I want to challenge that particular fact.
I'm happy to not be average.
It's just how they break it down.
I guess.
Right, so you got 320 million people live in the country. This much is spent on teddy bears. So if everyone in this country bought a teddy bear, it's how much you'd spend.
Right.
What's terrifying about that is that means the people that are spending money on teddy bears are spending considerably more than $200 a year.
I have a teddy bear on my guest bedroom bed that's bigger than a small child. Thing is freaking huge.
Oh, yeah.
My kids would not let me get rid of it. They're 25 and 24.
Right. But that's their bear.
Guys, come on.
I will say, man, I've been to a festival. Remember when Costco for a while had those giant, like, massive ones?
Yeah.
And there was a couple of them just getting, like, crowd surfing. I mean, we were just sitting in the stands, you know, just thoroughly enjoying watching these teddies just go around the crowd like, hey, man, look at that. That's crazy.
Those bears are living right there.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Mike, you know where I was that point in the day.
I know where you're at.
I wish I was one of those bears.
In December of 2009, a new record was set for the most teddy bears sold in a single day. Any guesses? Your guys' best guess for how many teddy bears were sold in a single day to break
the record.
Why was
the day? Oh, they were just doing it to try to break the record.
Had to have been.
Okay,
they had to say, this is the day that we're going to buy the most teddy bears.
I'll say 10,000.
10,000. Mr. Hill.
2 million.
2 million.
I'll split the difference and say 100,000.
Mr. Hill, you're the closest without going over 5 million bears sold in a single day.
Okay, it's a lot.
And then back in 2004, more than 36 million teddy bears were sold in the U.S. alone.
Good. What was going on?
I don't know. There was a big old teddy bear craze.
What year was that?
Shut up.
2004.
Oh, yeah, that adds up.
Yeah.
Some more teddy bear facts. Teddy bears are one of the most popular holiday gifts.
Sure, it's easy.
Right. It's just, it's one of those where it always works, especially for like Valentine's Day, for if you're buying your lady anything, a teddy bear always wins.
Then just add it to whatever else you got.
Yes.
Here's some sexy lingerie. And a teddy bear.
And a teddy bear.
A teddy bear wearing a teddy.
Mm-hmm. Teddy bears.
That's a weird fetish, my man.
Is it weird?
Teddy bears are actually one of the most popular gifts worldwide. Annually, over 50 million teddy bears are gifts in the U.S. alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's, look, you have kids, buy them a teddy bear.
Exactly.
If you have a dog, you buy a teddy bear.
Right. A 100% polyester fiber is used to make most teddies because it's soft enough to be gentle on the skin, but strong enough not to tear easily.
Okay, they understand their margin. Yeah.
And a lot of kids hold on to them even when they're already torn up.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be the same bear.
Oh, dude, missing an eye, stuffing falling out of its neck, and it's like, fine.
Again, my cousin Patrick is 40. He owns a beer garden. We still give him hell because he had one forever. And it was just called Bear. We're like, where's Bear, dude? Go get Bear. And he's like, I'm 40. I have four children. Will you guys leave me alone?
Some more teddy bear facts. There's no specific teddy bear breed, as they come in various shapes and sizes. And that also includes different animals, such as lions, tigers, pandas, unicorns, and more.
Wait, they count as teddy bears?
I know, right?
I mean, like, sorry, come man. On. You can call the
it's
teddy
a stuffed
whatever.
Animal.
Right. They are not teddy bears. They are a stuffed animal.
So to contradict the Teddy Roosevelt deal, the name teddy bear was first used in 1903 when a toy dealer named Edward Bear made stuffed animals for children at his shop in Broadway in New York City, and he called them teddies.
His actual name was Edward Bear.
Edward Bear.
I mean.
Right, and because my name's Edward, but Ted was always.
Sure. I can't believe his name is Edward Bear, and he makes bears.
Bears.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get credit.
None.
I'd at least call it an Eddie Bear. Then you wouldn't trust it as much.
The Eddie Bear.
Freddy Bear.
Over 90% of...
Again, Eddie Bear sells you cocaine.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's stuffed with cocaine.
Freddy does.
Oh, God. Over 90% of teddy bears sold in the United States are created in...
China.
The Chinese bears.
Driving around in their Buicks.
It can take up to 8 hours for a teddy bear stuffing to fully expand once it's been stuffed with cotton batting and latex fibers, making them very resilient when hit in the face, they say.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know why you're hitting your teddy bear in the face, but...
I do. Look at that. You're funny.
There are more than 500 types of teddy bears on sale at any time. And again, if we're going with what else they put in here, that means that, oh yeah, it's a lion, it's a zebra.
It's crap.
Right,
it's not a teddy bear.
Wouldn't those just be stuffed animals?
Yeah,
like, it's in the bear's name. It kind of has to be a bear.
Exactly.
Yeah, give your kid a stuffed zebra and tell him it's a teddy bear.
Teddies are often given as Valentine's Day gifts because they symbolize love and loving care.
Do they? Is that what they symbolize?
Do they really?
Just that easy.
Right.
Maybe you'll keep this teddy in the room while I'm out on the goddamn couch again, honey.
In the early 1900s, bears were used as comfort dolls for soldiers during World War I because they felt gentle and non-threatening.
Okay.
And then this is the number one interesting fact about teddy bears. The teddy bear is the official national symbol of which country?
Russia.
Miles.
China.
Ted.
South Korea.
Japan.
Oh.
The teddy bear is the official national symbol of Japan. As if fighting wildfires wasn't hard enough, fire crews in California were met with another threat while on the job, Miles.
What was that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
I guess our headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, if I made it to drinking time.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.